The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Have faith in God. Have faith also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Gospel of the Lord. So Jesus is the only way. Although at times we agree with many people of other religions, that all religions bring us to heaven. But the door is Jesus Christ himself. No matter on earth what kind of belief we have only one Christ, one Jesus. He is the one who gave his life for us. So we are purged to know Christ, to follow Christ, and to live in Christ. So this is very important. Don't lose this kind of sentiment of the relationship with Jesus. He is the only way. We pray that all our people who doesn't know Christ may one day share his life. In particular, we pray for souls in purgatory. In catechism class, we know that they cannot help themselves. They need our prayer. If one day they go to paradise, they will remember us. They'll pray for us in return. So be generous. Pray for our friends in purgatory. And ask Jesus to give us strength. And that's what Paul to the Romans in other chapters, he said, he asked his people, lead a new life. If we follow Jesus, every day should be a new day, because past already gone. Future, not necessary in our hand. Only now we can say our yes to the will of God, to God the Father. We want to say, yes, we want to follow your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.